there's a lesson there in science. Sometimes you see what you want to see. A warning to scientists, I suppose. But I have confirmation now from the National Seismic Network. The timestamp coincides with an event, the arrival of waves of an event from Argentina, the Argentina-Chile border region. Now, these earthquakes, there sometimes they're very, very deep, where the Pacific plate is diving underneath the South American plate, causing these events. And this event was nearly 150 kilometers below the Earth's surface. And the signal that that gives sometimes mimics the P waves, as we call them, of a local event. And, you know, normally you can discriminate between them. They're like, the waves are like fingerprints, and there are other waves that accompany these distant earthquakes. But I didn't get those other waves, so I was fooled into thinking it was a local event. But it's just important to know when the data comes in, normally it clarifies these things. Not a local event at all.
A good lesson, though, for the students and a good lesson to the general public. Science sometimes means getting more data and realizing I made a wrong assumption.
Wrong assumption. And I suppose one would hope that science would always work that way. But we all kind of cleave to our own ideas and, I suppose, our biases. And as I said, sometimes you see what you want to see. So you always have to wait for more data. But if anyone does feel any events, we do get these events very close between us and the Isles of Scotland. We get about half dozen a year. Two or three of those often you'd be able to feel from the north of the county. So if anyone feels shaking like that, please do get in touch.